Tēnā koutou katoa e te iwi hakarongo mai nei ki tō tātou reo irirangi o te iko te ika, iwa tukou mawhetu ira tahi te iarere. Ai rungi te waia kōrero ko te mea o te tai tokerau ko John Carter ki te kōrero e pāna ki tō tātou noho i tēnei wā i te paimatara tuarua aha koa wēnei o ngā kēhi ki roti i te tai tokerau. Nō reira me tāria ki tātou ki aia, tēnā koe mea John Carter.
Good morning, good morning. It's lovely to talk to you, Joel. How are you?
Good, thank you, and I hope you are the same. Appreciate you taking the time out right now to give us a little kōrero about our current situation up here in Northland and Te Tai Tokerau. We have had a couple of cases that have been confirmed to be positive within Te Tai Tokerau, and yet there is concern raised by many of our iwi leaders that Northland remains in alert level 2. Have you been able to have discussions with either the Northland Regional Council, the Whānau District Council, on what your take is on our current circumstances?
Yes, so Joel, the first thing is I want to extend my congratulations to the family. They have been absolutely, done everything absolutely right. Congratulate them, they've made themselves known publicly, they've cooperated with every way they can, and they're to be commended for it. It means that there's less risk for all of us. The second thing, of course, is that we want to stay safe. And so the Merrill Forum, for want of a better description, representing a whole group across the north, have continued to take advice on the risks in regard to any surge in the COVID cases. At the moment, we are told by the officials who actually make the decisions around this that the risk is minimal, it's contained. They've gone and looked at every possible site where these people have been, they've tested, they've found no evidence of it, and so at the moment they're saying it's safe to say where we are. But we're constantly monitoring the health issues because we're well aware of the risk there is in Te Tai Tokerau in Northland, and we want to make sure it's monitored regularly and we're updated regularly.
Mm. Yes, absolutely. I personally myself have sent a thank you for setting a great example for the way that they have been open and declaring their situation and also all their locations of interest. So you're absolutely right there. Are there any other major messages from yourself that you would like to share with Northland in regards to our current circumstances?
In regard to these people who are trying to get across the border, I absolutely support the stance that's been taken by Te Tai Tokerau Honihara Wera Border Control. Got my 100% support, as I know he has from the Merrill Forum. We need people to obey the rules. And set this lady and her family have set an example, and it's an example that we can all abide by, and then we're going to continue being safe. But finally, the most important message I can give is please get vaccinated. It's not 100% guarantee, but it sure as hell makes a big difference between whether you're likely to get COVID or not and whether you get badly sick or not. So please, please. And by the way, Joel, if there's anybody out there that, for whatever reason, is finding it difficult to get vaccinated, can they please let me know and I will arrange for that to be taken care of.
Appreciate that and acknowledge the compliance fatigue that people are going through on the other side of the border and trying to come home. However, you have raised a situation there that is not about compliance fatigue. It's simply trying to come up here and be radicals for no reason and putting our rohe in danger. So we have heard about that ourselves, and we want to also ensure that whānau know that we are not in support of this type of conduct.
No, it's not acceptable, quite honestly. The thing is, it's about you and me and both of us working together to keep ourselves safe, but also to keep our whānau safe, our grandmothers, our granddaughters, our families, our communities, and we all have to act sensibly and rationally. And so I, again, appreciate all the effort that's been put in by so many people. And if we can just stand by each other and support each other, we're going to end up with a good outcome.
So just to be sure about what has been said here, basically, you as the mayor and all your staff just going to buy the guidance of those who have been guiding, I suppose, from the medical side and all other professional sides at the moment.
That's correct, Joel, that we take advice from the medical authorities. Obviously, we report our concerns. We report the concerns that are made by EV leaders, by business leaders, by sports leaders, right across our sector. And then, of course, they take all those matters into consideration. But at the end of the day, they are the medical experts, and we do have to rely on their advice. And so that's where we are at the moment. But we continue to keep in touch, keep them updated, and they keep making their decisions.
Well, we look forward to keeping in touch and keeping updated with yourself and appreciate the time that you take out to share with us today, Mayor John Carter, and all the best for the rest of your day.
Kia ora, everybody. Thanks so much for having me on the show.
Ai, ko tērā te Mayor John Carter, me wero o ngā kōrō e pāna ki tō tātou, noho i tēnei paimatara tuarua i tēnei wā, aha kua wēnei o ngā kēhi kōwhiori ki Wainganui a mātou, te rohe o te tai tokirau, hoia no rā e te whānau, mautonu mai ki tō tātou reo, irirangi o te hikua te ika, iwa te kaumāwhitu iratahi te iarere.